Riley Walters joins us from the Heritage Foundation now to tell us a little bit more about what where we are in this point with negotiations with China, with President Xi, and this trade war. Riley, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about where we are in this process. Do we have a deal, or is this more of a like a pause on the trade war?
I would definitely go more with the pause on the trade war side of it. The issue with making deals with China in the past is sometimes there's some miscommunication, and sometimes both sides, what they're agreeing to isn't what the other side is actually agreeing to. So right now we have at face value a commitment from both sides to suspend the potential tariffs on up to $200 billion worth of goods. We have an agreement to sort of export more energy and agricultural products to China, but the devil's in the details, and so Secretary Ross will be going to China soon to negotiate the exact details of what this looks like. But I think for now, as the Secretary said, the trade war is on hold.
So as I've been doing research on this, because I'm certainly not an expert when it comes to foreign economic dealings, I'm trying to learn as much as I can on this. And it seems to me like this is a very, very tough road to hoe, because we're living in one kind of economy, and China is a communist country with a dictatorship. How do we have negotiations and conversations that end up working for all parties involved? It seems to me like the United States would have to give a lot to get a little.
Yeah, the trade-offs are very nuanced. It's the United States, we are a market economy, and China is very much still a state-driven economy. But even domestically within China, the Communist Party is having to fight back against its own privatization, against its own companies that aren't run by the state becoming more important to their economy. And so they're trying to juggle with that. And so that's where a lot of the nuance comes in making sure that the United States and China are competing fairly through the market-based system. And it's not, American companies trying to compete with Chinese government companies. And so, the White House, they're trying to balance this as well. So I think one of the biggest issues has always been intellectual property rights protection. This is an issue that China has with protecting American intellectual property. And so sometimes they tend to give favor to state-owned enterprises, while we generally give all companies the same level of protection. So the administration is trying to force China to give the same level of protection to all, both American and Chinese companies.
Yeah, that seems to be the biggest concern that I'm noticing from people who are weighing on this, pundits who are weighing in on this, is that the biggest threat that China has against us is their stealing of our intellectual property. And then they manufacture our technology, our goods for us, and sell them back to us. Is the president actively seeking ways to curtail that process?
So from the negotiations last week, the Chinese have said they will try and make amendments to their current laws, such as their patent law, to strengthen their intellectual property protection. We've had years and years of promises, and so I think there might be argument to be made for greater intellectual property protection being made, but of course, we won't really know until maybe it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, again, with the details that come out, China, they're very good at committing to things and making immediate commitments to things, but it's the implementation of these commitments. That's one of the biggest disagreements that the United States and China has, is when do we actually go forward with our commitments that we've agreed to?
Yeah, President Xi is 64 years old, and he has very conveniently given himself the power to be the president for the rest of his life,
right,
in order to carry out the economic plans as well as all the other ones for the Chinese economy and the community. It seems to me like China is very focused on the marathon here. And I feel like the United States in general is so easily distracted by the next news headline that comes out. Are we focused here in the United States about the long-term economic goals of this country when we can't even pass a budget without a threat to shut down the government every time that the issue comes onto the table? It seems like China is focusing long-term and the United States is looking to make a good headline. Is that too nuanced?
No, you're right. The Chinese are very good at making either, the China 2025 plan or the China in the year 2050 plan. They're very good at long-term strategies. But the problem with that is it doesn't allow them any flexibility in, basically calling bad ideas bad ideas. Once they've committed to something, they essentially have to see it forward, even if it's not a great idea. So, every year China's been coming out with their GDP numbers, their gross domestic product numbers, and these are basically predetermined figures that they are just manipulating the books to meet. And so it'll be the same thing with China 2025 and China 2050. It'll be, these arbitrary targets that they strive to meet. So I think there's a lot of, I think we're giving them too much benefit of the doubt on a lot of this. But you're right, the United States, we do have trouble with long-term plans. And there are real issues that need to be addressed domestically, but I don't really want to dig into that today.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us your insight and access here with the Heritage Foundation. Riley Walters, we appreciate it.